Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dialect Coach's Corner podcast, the place where we love exploring language and the way people speak it. I'm Jerome Butler, your dialect coach, and we're down here today in Hotlanta, the ATL, Dogwood City, Atlanta, GA, and I'm excited to have as my guest on the podcast a very talented actress that I've had the pleasure of working with on more than one occasion. You've seen her in The Sopranos, The Devil Wears Prada, Dinner for Schmucks, Iron Man 3, R.I.P.D., and she's currently starring in Satisfaction, a new USA original series premiering July 17th. If we had a studio audience, they'd be putting their hands together right now for Stephanie Shostak. Welcome to the podcast, Stephanie.
Thank you. You sound like the opening of Do the Right Thing.
It's hot.
It is a hot day.
How are you enjoying your time down here in Atlanta?
I'm enjoying it. It's, just started to work on this new show, and it's good.
Well, what about the food?
Oh, the food is amazing. Atlanta does not have the ocean or, you know, water, but great food. Went to had the best ribs at Fat Matt's. Did you have ribs there?
Not yet.
You have to. Amazing. Bacchanalia. I have so many good restaurants.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome.
I'm a foodie.
Yes. Now, you have the best of both worlds because you're French and you have an American side as well. Talk a little bit about that and how that affects your speaking.
My dad's American, my mom's French, and I've lived actually longer in the States than I have in France. So I think my speech is affected by these early years, but yet I consider myself very American. I know the culture. I understand the humor. There's not a barrier there anymore. But that said, there's little things, expressions that are still that I don't know somehow. I don't know where the emphasis is. And I mean, you help me with these types of things. The heart of the matter is, and I would say the heart of the matter is. So it's weird. I feel very American, and yet I have a little bit of an accent. But then I think, like, for characters, once I try to lose it, I have all these things that come in my mind besides the speech that help me reach the American side.
Yes.
Meaning I don't feel like, ooh, I can never... I think it's easier for me to do that than play a German person.
Yes.
Because I am truly American.
Yes. Well, it's interesting because the way you're speaking right now is not the voice, at least on this show, that you're using, and it's not the voice that you often use in your different characters. You're really a sort of a chameleon.
So, well, this is my voice, the way I speak, and I think most actors have the character affect the way they speak slightly. Depending, you know, if the person's background, their social background, their jobs, their whatever happened to them, what they're trying to prove. So that will affect the way I speak. And then the accent itself. And I guess so the way I go about it is first thing I call you and I say, okay, this is how I feel her. And I think that's really just instinctive most of the time. There's the body language will affect how the sound comes out. Like for Iron Man, it was just kind of this manly quality and not giving a damn about anything.
Yeah.
And slower for this character. She's very much concerned about her image and how people see her, perceive her. So it's more articulate, and so that's my first thing. And then you help me with, linking the words together and my sounds that I typically are French or not American. These little things here and there, like tomorrow as opposed to tomorrow.
Yeah. And you haven't really been at the game an incredibly long time. It's been about...
just a little bit over 10 years.
A little over 10 years. That's you've made a tremendous amount of progress.
Yeah.
And you're still in the game. That's incredible.
Yeah, started late in the game.
Yes.
Unusual for a French girl.
I'm not sure quite sure what you mean by that. But now when you started out, you worked with Sam Schwa.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about what your work with him was like. And I know that you did a lot of great stuff with him.
So when I first started working with him, I had a much bigger accent. I think my speech was exactly the same as when I speak in French. So the voice was higher, more articulate, more to the front of the mouth. Now it's coming out. I had a lisp. So we worked a lot on just sheets and repeating words. And then I remember telling him, okay, now I feel like I know how to say these words when they're individually said, but how do I know how to put that in a sentence? And so then I started bringing scenes to him. Mm-hmm. And we would just go over the scene. And it wasn't even for anything specific. I think this was when I was still studying. And it was just going over it. And he would say the whole sentence. And I would repeat it. And just a lot of that. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic to work with.
No, I mean, yeah, Sam did worked on a lot of great movies.
Yeah, I remember he worked with Robert De Niro on Cape Fear. He worked with Julia Roberts. I'm not sure on what. I mean, he had this tiny little office in the Village, or 15th Street in Chelsea. And his office, you should have seen. I once put myself on tape for a Ron Howard movie, and they wanted me to do an American, to see how I could have an American accent. So I went to his office, and we just sort of improvised, and I improvised. I was just this American girl and it was in Sam's office, which had mountains of papers everywhere. And the casting director, when she got the tape, she goes, "Oh, great. Yeah, the accent is great. Is this her house?"
So, yeah, he was a wonderful man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a break and we'll be right back with Stephanie Shostak.